Welcome to the School of Bliss podcast. Thank you for tuning in and making your choice to elevate, to ascend, and to tap into your higher consciousness. This is a show where we not only inspire and motivate, we give you proven strategies and route to achieving unbridled bliss. And now, your host.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in to the School of Bliss podcast. I'm your host, Colin Sadika. Now, you all might notice this time my voice is a little bit off. The truth is, I've been a bit under the weather, especially the past couple of days. My throat has been off, and I know exactly what happened. I literally broke a rule that I made and a promise that I made to myself to stop consuming cold water and cold beverages. And this time I just gulped down some iced coffee. When I woke up the next morning, my throat was already exhibiting signs of, you know, being properly under the weather. So it's all good, you know. I remember when I was younger, I used to drink a lot of cold beverages, water. I used to feel like, you know, nothing can happen to me because everyone was out there talking about, you know, they drink cold water and the next day they already have sore throats and flus and all that. And I was like, damn, bruh, sucks to be you because, you know, I drink as cold as I like. You know, I drink things that I like and they can be as cold as I like, you know. And that's the thing, though. So I lost that ability at some point. You know, when you get older, there's some extremes you can't really get involved in as much as you used to, you know. And that also just explains the thing about life. You know, you want to do things in moderation. You don't want to push things to the extreme level because then you put yourself in the category of fucking around and finding out. And that's exactly what I just did. But that aside, you know, if you look at today's society, if you look at life today, you will notice that, you know, the average individual is either overweight or obese, you know, and in some cases, morbidly obese. Now, I need you all to understand that there's many factors that come into play when we're talking about excess body fat. And there's people who've decided, you know what, this is who I am. This is who I identify as. You know, I identify as a big person. I identify as a large person. And, you know, anything just to make you feel better, it's all good. It's your life. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's your body. It's your life. But the truth is, I feel like as a society, we shouldn't really endorse and condone this type of facade, you know, because it's like, listen, it's fat fuckery. You know what I'm saying? It's fat fuckery. And the truth is, I'm not out here trying to bash anyone. You know, I'm just speaking the truth. And the truth always comes out very harsh. You know, it comes out very aggressive. It hurts. And that's just what it is. I want to speak about metabolism. I always say the human body is a masterpiece, down to every detail of how the human body was created. The human body was built with so much precision, it is beautiful. There's a chemical process that occurs in the human body that pretty much keeps us alive and functioning. And I like to refer to it as the engine that powers the body's energy needs. And that's exactly how I'd like to explain metabolism. But there's, you know, I'm just trying to keep it simple, but there's actually two main components of metabolism. And the first one is catabolism. This is pretty much the breakdown of molecules to release energy. So during catabolism, complex molecules such as carbs and fats and proteins are broken down into simpler forms. Okay, so this releases energy. And this energy is then used for various bodily functions like breathing, digestion, and also when you're exercising. That's your source of energy right there. And the second component is called anabolism. So anabolism is the process of building and storing molecules for future use. So anabolism involves using energy to create complex molecules such as proteins, nucleic acids, and glycogen, which are essential for growth, repair, and also just, you know, maintaining bodily functions. Now, I need you all to understand that there's a few factors that can influence your metabolism. And the first one is, you know, the basal metabolic rate. So most of you all have seen BMR, you know, come across this BMR. This is pretty much the energy your body needs to perform basic functions while you're resting. You know what I'm saying? So things like, okay, say you're breathing. This is a basic function that you definitely need. Your body needs to perform this, and your basal metabolic rate makes it happen. Maintaining your body temperature as well. And the truth about BMR is it is affected by several factors, like age, gender, genetics as well, actually, and I reckon body composition. So body composition is, okay, we all know your body or your mass, your body mass consists of muscle, fat, water, your bones as well, your ligaments and all the, your joints and all that. And the truth is, people are different. So for some people, they have higher lean mass, some people have higher fat mass, some people have higher water mass, and all these things literally affect the basal metabolic rate. Another factor that influences your metabolism is physical activity. So if you're a couch potato who plays video games and watches movies the whole time, then you won't burn as many calories, you know what I'm saying? But if you're a very active individual and you, you know, you take a lot of strides in keeping yourself physically active, you will definitely burn more calories. So regular exercise and physical activity will definitely increase your metabolism and just keep you at a very healthy place when we're talking about weight management. Now, I always say the best way to keep your metabolism very, very active and very, very high, very strong, is increasing your muscle mass. So muscle tissue requires so much energy to maintain than fat tissue. That's something that you need to understand right off the bat. So having more lean muscle mass will definitely increase your metabolic rate even while you're resting. You burn more calories. And you could burn many calories while you're training, but then even after training, you keep burning these calories. And that brings me to diet as well. You see, the thermic effect of food refers to the energy required to digest, absorb, and process the nutrients in your diet. I always tell individuals, if you're trying to burn more fat, then eat higher protein compared to carbohydrates. Because the truth is, protein has a high thermic effect. And this is the kind of diet, a high protein diet is a kind of diet that will increase your metabolic rate due to its high thermic effect. Another key component is hormonal factors. So hormones like thyroid hormones, insulin, and adrenaline can also influence your metabolism. So whenever there's an imbalance in these hormones, it can definitely and directly reflect on how efficiently your body uses and stores energy. So in a nutshell, the sure and natural ways to give your metabolism a boost is, number one, be very active. You know what I'm saying? You know, take part in regular physical activity. You can do cardio, you can do strength training, you could even just take a walk. This will help increase your metabolism. And you want to aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise per week. It's definitely going to come in handy. Number two, you want to build some muscle. I normally hear a few ladies talking about they don't want to build muscle. They don't want to look like men. Hey, trust me, you ain't going to lift a 5-kilo dumbbell or a 4-kilo dumbbell or 3-kilo dumbbell and look like a man. It takes way too much. It takes way too much to actually grow muscle, even as a man, to build muscle. It's literally such a journey. And there's no way you're going to lift a few dumbbells here and there and do some resistance training and then wake up one day looking like a man. As a matter of fact, building lean muscle mass increases your metabolic rate. And I spoke about this. And this is the kind of thing that keeps you younger, keeps you stronger, keeps you healthier, having some lean muscle mass. Because then pretty much your metabolism is on point. And these are things that directly relate to other aspects of your well-being. So you want to incorporate exercises like weightlifting or even bodyweight resistance exercises into your routine. It's definitely going to pay off eventually. You want to stay hydrated as well. So, you know, drinking enough water, but not cold water, because y'all can see what's happening to me right now. You know what I'm saying? So drinking enough water will temporarily boost your metabolism. So just, you want to stay hydrated. It's something that you want to do, but you want to do during the day, earlier on during the day, because in the evening, you don't want to gulp down a lot of water in the evening. Trust me, it's going to ruin your sleep quality, and you need sleep at the same time. So you definitely want to drink your water during the day. Now, here's another thing. You want to check your pee color. If your pee color is very clear, then it shows that you're overhydrating. So you want to do everything in moderation. Now, when I talk about your pee color being not too clear, I'm not talking about it being too dark either. So there has to be a balance, you know, there has to be a very healthy balance. I'm going to say it again. Eat protein-rich foods. So protein has a higher thermic effect compared to other foods, meaning your body burns more calories digesting protein compared to fats or carbohydrates. So you want to include lean meats. You want to include wild-caught fish, eggs, you know, legumes, and other sources of plant protein into your diet just to boost your metabolism. One thing that has worked for me for sure is not skipping meals and at the same time making the portion small. You know, the thing about eating one big meal at a time is, first and foremost, your body does not need that massive portion. And secondly, you're not going to be able to digest it all. So these are the kind of things that are ruining your metabolism, because, see, your body is only going to do so much, or your digestive system is only going to do so much. So how about you eat enough, you know, just enough to fully metabolize? And, you know, these are the kind of things that will keep your metabolism active throughout the day. So you want to aim for balanced meals that include fiber, that include some healthy fats, that include high protein, you know. And these are the things that will definitely boost your metabolism. I personally do actually check my macros. So I weigh my meals and I make sure it's a certain number of protein in grams. It's a certain number of carbs. And that's how I do my thing. And so throughout the day, I do these small meals that are spread out instead of sitting down and devouring one massive heap of food, talking about you were hungry as fuck. Bruh, get enough sleep. You know, lack of sleep will literally disrupt your metabolism and hormone balance. You need to understand that, you know, that aspect of restfulness has been engraved in our DNA as human beings. We need it. So you want to aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Now, I always speak to people and I tell them, listen, I know you're talking about your body is okay with 4 hours of sleep. Your body is okay with 5 hours of sleep. But it is okay with that just in the meantime, just for now. Eventually, you will definitely have to pay the price. You know what I'm saying? Sleep enough. You know, getting your quality 7 to 8 hours, that's enough sleep. You also don't want to oversleep as well. You want to keep it moderate. I always say everything that you take to the extreme will definitely have a prize to present to you eventually. Now, I normally see so many people embarking on a journey to lose excess body fat and get the most out of it. But then there's the aspect of patience that most people normally lack in. I need you to understand that gaining body fat happens quicker than actually losing body fat, despite the work that you're putting in. So first and foremost, I always advise people, if you're trying to lose fat, you want to create a calorie deficit by consuming fewer calories than the ones you burn. And the truth is, if you want to know how many calories you're consuming, you need to calculate it in a very custom way. This is not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. You want to sit down with a professional who's going to help you calculate the amount of calories that you're supposed to be consuming as an individual based on your goals. There's many other factors to look at based on your age, based on your gender, based on your health status, based on your injury record, based on, you know, your availability to, you know, be physically active during the week. And that's just how it goes. You want to incorporate both cardio and strength training exercises into your routine. Like I just said earlier, strength training is what helps you build muscle. And this is the muscle that actually boosts your metabolism and makes your fat loss, excess fat loss to be precise, makes it even more effective. So you definitely want to incorporate both into your routine. And for all the ladies out there with the concern that they're going to look like men when they lift weights, that's not how it works. You're not going to look like a man. Yeah, you can. I can promise you that. You want to stay consistent with your workouts. You want to make working out a regular part of your schedule. Just the same way you get up and you take your coffee and you know exactly how it helps you to function and to do other things. Make exercising part of your schedule. And then there's this delayed gratification. You want to embrace delayed gratification because once you do that, then you can focus more on the process and less on the results. Then it gives you enough time to actually put in the work and, yeah, not give up on the process. And that's exactly how you achieve results in the long run. You need to understand that dieting, this whole thing, talking about balanced diet, you know, I don't really prefer to call it a balanced diet. I like to say you want to eat nutrient-dense foods. You want to eat whole and processed foods that are rich in nutrients. Stop eating things just because they taste good. You know what I'm saying? I look at people holding their bowl, their plate, with food that makes them feel good. But in reality, you know, it's not really food. You know what I'm saying? It's just something that's filling you up. Well, you know, technically it's food. But the truth is, do you really think your ancestors who passed down those strong genes to you. You really think that's what they used to gulp down, really? You really think that's what they used to munch? Yeah. You want to include plenty of vegetables in your diet, you know, for fiber and vitamins. And if we're talking about fruits, you want to eat organic fruits, not those shiny things that look like plastic that I see in the supermarkets today. You know what I'm saying? You want to eat a lot of organic, you know, organic foods. Here's another thing. You want to limit your intake of sugary drinks, you know. I know so many people out here enjoy sugary drinks, but these are the kind of things that actually make you insulin resistant. And then you're wondering, why am I training so hard? And I don't really lose that much. And if I lose, I lose very little. And I gain even faster. You know what I'm saying? It's, listen, you want to go for healthy alternatives. You know what I'm saying? Stop drinking very high sugar type drinks. So you want to put a lot of protein in your diet, and not a lot, because if we're talking about a lot, then definitely we are edging towards more than enough or extreme. So you want to put enough. So enough is enough, you know what I'm saying? Not more than enough. So put enough protein in your diet to support the muscle repair as well as the muscle growth. Once again, I'm going to put it in there. Sleep enough. Aim for 7 to 8 hours. I think 9 hours is not a big deal. 9 hours is not too bad. But if you're out here sleeping for 10 hours, you're overdoing it. You're doing the most. As a matter of fact, you know, I like to say just keep it at 8. 8 is perfect, you know. And here's another thing. When you're stressed up, when you're super stressed up, or when you're in situations where your anxiety is through the roof and you feel very nervous, or you feel like you're in a very tough place, situation, environment, the cortisol levels, cortisol is the stress hormone that human beings release. It's a chemical, you know, it's a stress hormone. So the cortisol levels also are spiked. So you want to manage your stress levels through some activities like meditation, you know, listening to some calming type music, or just spending time with people that literally take away that stress. You know, there's some individuals that you could be going through a very tough time, and you see, maybe, for example, just a little child, and this child just takes away all that stress. You know, you had a long day at work. It was stressful. There was too much pressure out there. You get to the crib. Beautiful little child is out there looking at you with so much innocence. You know what I'm saying? You look at that child just one time, and that's it. All that stress is gone. Yeah, so I'm just saying, you know, find ways to manage your stress. You know, we are very different individuals, and the things that work for you that won't work for someone else. So yeah, 100%. Yeah, and also just physical activity also reduces stress in your system. So definitely take part in activities, and that's why they're called activities. Activities that manage your stress levels. I always say the quickest way to plateauing and not losing weight and not making progress in fitness is not tracking and being accountable, you know. So you want to track your macros. How much are you getting in? Because listen, you can't be out here getting in 2,000 calories today, and the next day you're getting 3,000 calories. The next day you're getting 1,500 calories. It's a very inconsistent kind of thing. You can't do it long term. And that's the surest way to actually hit a plateau. So you definitely want to stay accountable, you know, set achievable goals as well. So you can't be out here talking about, hey, I got a wedding in 2 months and I want to lose 26 kilograms. Bruh. Who told you people lose 26 kilograms in 2 months? You know what I'm saying? You know, unless you got something else in your system that's eating away all that mass, bruh, that's not even, you know what I'm saying? It's not even healthy. So you definitely want to set some really, really achievable goals. You want to be realistic enough to understand that there's processes involved. There has to be some patience. You have to be invested in the process as well. I see so many people out here following some influencers online that offer you these crash diets and some really, really extreme restrictions that are so unsustainable. Every time I sit down with a client and I'm trying to make a diet plan for the client, I always factor in sustainability. How long will this individual consume this diet? And if we're talking about sustainability, for example, there's this time I went on I was ripping, you know, I was trying to get very ripped. And so I decided, hey, listen, I'm going to build a lot of lean muscle and I'm going to lose so much fat. And I was very invested in the whole thing, but I made some mistakes. I hopped on a routine that wasn't very sustainable. And I spoke about it in the rest and reset episode. So here's what happened. I went for more than 4 weeks, you know, more than 5 weeks. I went for quite a while training, but then I used to go for more than 5 weeks without a cheat meal or a refit. And so my diet was very restrictive. These are things that actively led to a burnout. I experienced a burnout there, and definitely through that experience, I wouldn't recommend this to any individual out there. So you definitely want to do, you want to do what's necessary. You know what I'm saying? I know there's too many people out here who do a lot of emotional eating. I know these are things that are very mental. I know these are things that, you know, need a certain kind of help from professionals. So you want to find healthy ways to cope with emotional eating and food cravings, because at the end of the day, you're definitely getting in a lot of calories. It's just going to translate to excess fat gain. Now, I'm going to say this again. When it comes to training, there's training for different purposes. There's training for weight loss, there's training for weight gain, there's training for injury rehabilitation, there's training for speed, power, strength, there's training for explosiveness, you know, there's training just to stay active. And you want to find training that suits your goals. You want to find training that suits your overall objective as an individual, or objectives as an individual. So you definitely want to sit down with someone that's going to help you draft up a program. And the thing about a program is you want to stick to that program, because it's those consistent people. And actually, all those people you see out there looking a certain way, or looking like something you'd admire, or something you'd like to look like, these are people that, if at all they're involved in exercising and physical activity, they are very consistent with it. It's become a part of their routine. And what happens is, once you're involved in this routine for a very long time, it becomes a part of you. And even after you achieve results and look amazing, you feel like this is something you don't want to let go of. And it's a very healthy habit. You know, this is not something you'd say, okay, now you're obsessed, you know what I'm saying? Get rid of this, you know what I'm saying? No, no, no. This is something you continue and continue, as it keeps making you stronger and healthier. Because, you know, there's so many people that need you out there to be healthy, to be strong, to be, you know, at your highest. So I want to let you all know that you want to be patient. You want to be consistent. And you want to understand that training and exercising is not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing, unless in some very specific situations, but based on you as an individual, you know yourself best. You know what you've been through. You know the kind of injuries you sustained in your lifetime. You know the type of things that you consider your strengths and weaknesses. So you definitely want to factor these things in. You know your gender, you know your age as well. You know your health status, your health record. You want to factor all these things in when you're building a program that you can hop on and actually work with it for the long run. Now, I want to let you all know that if you actually sit down and decide, the keyword is decide. You decide that you're done looking a certain way, that you're done feeling a certain way, and you decide to hop on a new routine that's going to bring about change in your life. These are things that will make you a better person, even mentally, not just physically. So 100% I endorse a move to actually better yourself. 100% I endorse staying physically active so that you don't have to be active in hospital corridors. And at the same time, I want to let you all know that if you decide to set goals for yourself, you want to set deadlines as well. Because other than that, it's just going to be one of those excitement moments. You know what I'm saying? You watch a movie, it pumps you up. You wake up and you're all over the place walking around, you know, with your chest puffed out. But it's just some bullshit excitement. And then it's just going to fade away. And then you go back to fat fuckery. But I just want to let you know that if you actually set targets with deadlines and you're serious about it, you will actually, you won't believe how, you know, how far you can go as an individual. And there's nothing that can stop you. Everybody you see out here doing things, they're doing things because they've decided to. So the keyword is decide. Ladies and gentlemen, today I don't want to talk more than that because, you know, yeah, I want to go back to recovery mode. But I appreciate you all so much for tuning in to this point of the episode. You know, I hope you took home one or two things that will come in handy in your journey as you keep getting better and better, as you keep becoming a stronger version of yourself. I want to let you know that within you, there's unmatched and unlimited potential to actually do and become whatever you set yourself out to do. Like I always say, go out there and be badass in every aspect of your being. Colin Sadika, signing out.